So it says here that a growing number of pro sports teams and gambling companies are teaming up to try and help boost the opportunities to place bets on games, so much so that they're opening up sports books and betting facilities near or even in stadiums and arenas.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. used to be, I mean, you wanted to keep that as far away.
Yep.
As possible. Some suggestions are, though, is that because there's so much cash, and we've heard the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Just what people are doing with the online and the apps and everything, that this is what some of the sports teams are saying. Look, we can't beat it.
Right.
Let's join our pockets.
And let's see if there's ways that we can make it. Yeah.
Let's line our pockets.
Part of the stadium experience.
Yeah.
You know?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Well, no, it is. I guess this is where we are.
I think we'll have a conversation on the open line edition.
Well, it says here that some of these deals are being made to provide fans a place to eat, drink, watch, and bet on sports.
Yeah.
Even all year long, even when a stadium is empty, they'll still have it open. So like Comerica Park had some kind of facility, you can still go there.
Is it that teams want to try to... They want to try to get a little revenue from this, since everybody's, here in the state of Michigan, they're betting online. And,
billionaire owners aren't making enough.
No, they're not making enough. Yeah, it's tough for them. Yeah,
and they're
very tough.
I'm guessing they're hoping that fan experience, you know, as much as people do. I mean, if you give people a gathering place that want to watch big games, people will go, and here's another opportunity.
Right
there in the stadium. I'm trying to imagine. Imagine if, you're at Comerica Park or wherever. And it's a tie game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Somehow they're going to say, quick!
Make your bet.
Make your bet on who's going to hit the game-winning...
Well, you'll be able to do that from your seat, though. You won't be able to get up.
Well, is that the next step, though? I mean, gosh.
You can do it now.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you can. You can. I don't know. You're right, though. It's funny. For years and years and years, they wanted to keep that far away. Although, let's admit, I mean, it's not like the sports leagues weren't benefiting from Vegas odds and all that.
They played up to them.
That's why the NFL would always unveil its injury report. That was always, I think, a little nod to Vegas to help with their betting.
Well, the NFL was probably in the forefront. I mean, before he had his big problems, Jimmy the Greek.
Yeah.
No,
that's right.
Was the big feature on the show?
Yeah, he was on CBS.
What do you think? I mean, gosh,
Jimmy the Greek.
Remember the Jimmy the Greek?
Show? And all the television shows that used to feature the odds, the Vegas lines.
Remember that?
And with your association with FanDuel, Pat. I mean, you've told us before, but I'm just trying to remember that. I mean, as the games are going on, don't they offer up these?
Oh, yeah, you can bet during the game.
During the games, they give you these little enticing things. That, hey.
Of course. And the odds change as the games go on. I'm very upset with myself. I wish I would have thrown $10 probably on Rafael Nadal when he fell behind 2-0 in the Australian Open Final. I guarantee that I would have made some good cash there. But if I would have, he would have lost. I just know that.
Yeah, so. You would have done it in.
I would have done him in.
But that's an example of because you say, hey, you're watching this, you're thinking there's no way, but hey, you want to throw some cash on this real quick.
They make sure they entice you. Yes, several ways. I like to bet on whether or not Jim Harbaugh is going to Minnesota.
Right.
Oh, no, it's a sure bet. He's flying out today. Whether he's going to get hired.
So my only question is, if he does not get hired, and I don't even still know why he wants this job, Minnesota is, I think the Lions are on, believe it or not, everybody, listen to this, the Lions are on a better trajectory than the Minnesota Vikings, in my opinion. I don't understand why he would want that job. And if he doesn't get hired, how does he come back to Ann Arbor?
What's he say?
Yeah, what does he say? I'm in this.
I'm really loyal to you, Michigan.
Yeah, the team. I'm all about it. Really, Jim? Are you really? So this was the Harbaugh that I feared. When they hired, this was the one who enjoys all the news about him. And this is it took 7 years, but it's finally happening. And then probably, you know what, if they would have had success earlier, it would have happened earlier.
It would have happened earlier.
It would have happened earlier. So maybe
you think he was waiting just to beat Ohio State?
I think so.
And get the Big Ten.
Well, last year nobody was knocking down his door because
that's
they had such
true.
A. And now
that's
this year
true.
He had a good year, and now he wants to go back. I think to the pros. But again, for what? To what? What are you going to Minnesota?
Unless they're offering some kind of power to make more decisions than just as a head coach, maybe.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe.
Money talks too. Don't forget that
general manager right. type of.
Right.
Yeah, money talks, nobody walks. Remember that.
Right. Well, maybe the AD should have just fired him on the spot for going to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, could have thought about that way. I just don't understand how this is going to help Michigan at all. This has gone on way too long. I don't think they thought. This is not supposed to go on for weeks and weeks and weeks.
And no, it's
particularly
signing time,
since it's
too.
It's commitment time. Yeah, it's commitment time.
It's signing time. So this is just it's hurting them in so many different ways. I don't know why they would want this circus to continue for another year if he comes back.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Find out if there's a new ringmaster in this circus.